Okay, so why did you send us to these two counties?
Because it turns out these two counties, which are very close to each other, share a lot of similarities in terms of proximity, but they're living in very different worlds. You could drive through the streets of Galleon and get a pretty good idea of what's going on in Galleon. You come here, it's the complete opposite. They're living in a different world in Columbus than they are an hour away in Galleon.
Last time we talked, it was Los Alamos and Española, right, in New Mexico, and a greater contrast I never saw. But this looks to be on the same level of economic inequality.
Yeah, and I think one of the key differences, Los Alamos and Española, that's the way those places have been for a very long time. It's, you know, the people, the wealthy, smart people on the hill and the people who come up and help them from the valley. This is different. You know, Galleon, when you look at the median family incomes of Crawford County and Delaware County back in 1980, they're very close. Delaware County has grown exponentially since 1980. It's gone from about 58,000 to about, I think, 84,000. And Crawford County has actually lost. It's lost about $5,000 in median family income. And those are dollars are adjusted for inflation. So the divide used to be like this in this place, and now it's like this. And that has happened all around the country, and it's about the changing economy. And you know, it's very problematic for how you hold the country together in the long run.
The data we've looked at and experts we've interviewed say that inequality has this corrosive effect in and of itself. Not just that Galleon has less money than it did, right, on average 30 years ago, but that by being next to a place like Delaware County, it makes people feel worse and have worse health outcomes.
That doesn't surprise me, really, because these are people that live down the road, right? And I mean, you're looking at your situation if you live in Galleon, and you're looking at people just down the road living a different life. And sometimes you got to wonder, I don't know if it looks hopeless. Hopeless may be too big a word, but it looks really difficult. How do you dig yourself out of the hole you're in? It's hard to feel good. I mean, in terms of the community's health, how it feels about itself, it's hard to feel good about being in the kind of situation you're in Galleon when you look down here at Powell, at Columbus, at Delaware County, and you just see this.